And just because the majority likes a particular value or passes a particular law doesn't mean that value or that law is right. Only God decides what's truth, not us. We know, well, that's true and that's not. No, only God decides what's true and what's right and what's wrong. It's not up to majority vote. And so Daniel goes, I don't care if everybody's doing it, I'm not. That kind of courage is the kind of thing that God blesses.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Have you ever felt pressured to make choices that don't align with your values? Well, the truth is, we all have. As we continue in this series called Unshakable, which is based on the life of Daniel, you'll discover how to live for God no matter what comes your way. If you'd like to have the amazing Unshakable study kit, which contains 8 video sessions and a workbook, it's available right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word daily to 99000. Just ask for the Unshakable DVD study kit when you contact us. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part 2 of a message called When You're Pressured to Conform.
This first test, the food test, reveals Daniel's integrity. And what I mean by that is that he never forgot who he was. He said, you can change my address. I live in Babylon. You can change my clothing. You can change my name, but you're not going to change my heart. Daniel resolved not to defile himself. I'm not going to be conformed to the society's values in this society. Romans 12:2, the Bible says, don't conform yourself to the values of this world. Instead, let God transform you by a complete change of how you think. Then you'll be able to know the will of God. You got 2 choices in life. You'll be conformed or you'll be transformed. You'll be conformed to the world. You're like everybody else in the world. You look the same, smell the same, talk the same. You're conformed to the world or you're transformed by God. You're conformed by the world or you're transformed by the Word. And if you are transformed by the Word, then it says, then you're going to know the will of God. I talk to people and say, I don't know what God wants me to do with my life. I don't know. I can't figure out. I don't know what is God's will for my life. It's because you're conformed to the world. You're more interested in being like everybody else than you are interested in being unique and being who God made you to be. And as long as you're worried about conforming, look the same, talk the same, act the same, speak the same, be cool, have everybody else like you, as long as you're worried about conforming, you're never going to be worried about transforming, and then you're not going to know the will of God. But if you go, okay, I don't really care what other people think, I want God's best for my life, you're going to be transformed, and then you're going to know the will of God. Now, Daniel reveals integrity. He doesn't forget who he is, who God made him to be. Second thing revealed is discipline, personal discipline. And Daniel, in this situation, controlled his ego and his appetite. The Bible says Daniel made up his mind not to eat the food and the wine given to them by the king. And I'm sure it's like gourmet stuff. But Daniel shows tremendous discipline in spite of this great temptation. Now think about this. If you were Daniel, okay, you're a teenager. This is you. You're 15 years old. You're taken by force from your country. You're never going to see your parents again. You're in a foreign country with no parental supervision. You're 15 years old. And then the most powerful man in that country offers you all kinds of perks and says, okay, look, you're going to be in my personal staff. I'm going to give you power and prestige and pleasure. And now you're going to get the best of everything. You're going to get all the perks of living in the palace and the luxury. You're going to be pampered. You're going to be given preferential treatment. You're going to be given the best education in this culture. You're going to be given the very best, most expensive gourmet food. Could you turn that down? You're 15 years old and you're by yourself without your parents. We see this happen all the time today where in sports, where young kids are good at football or basketball or soccer or whatever, and then all of a sudden they're pulled off the street and they are given, drafted by the NBA or the NFL or somebody else, and all of a sudden they're given enormous amounts of salary. They're treated like gods. They're taken limousines everywhere. They're given all kinds of perks. Anything they mess up on is covered over by their publicist, and they can't handle that kind of success. We see it happen all the time. Good kids ruined by too much success too early.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Please stay with us because there's a lot more of our series, Unshakable, coming right up.
Have you ever felt pressured to make choices that don't align with your values? As the world's values continue to drift further away from God, you need to be equipped with the resources to handle whatever life throws at you. That's why Pastor Rick has asked his team to create a DVD study kit called Unshakable, which is based on the life of Daniel. In these 8 powerful video lessons, Rick teaches you how to avoid compromising on what you believe is right in God's eyes, how to handle success, how to learn from your mistakes, how to handle life's sometimes extreme pressures, and how to pray the kind of prayers that God answers. To get your copy of the Unshakable DVD Study Kit, including a DVD and a workbook, just go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
We see it happen all the time. Good kids ruined by too much success too early. And we hear all the time about like guys who 2 years ago won the Heisman Trophy Award are now cut from the team because of their character problem. They still got the talent. They just are partying too much. And they got cut from the team. That actually happened. And Daniel is incredibly disciplined as a 15-year-old kid without his parents. And he says this to the most powerful man in the world, Nebuchadnezzar. Okay, I'm going to serve you because God put me here. I'm not here without his permission. So I'm going to serve you, your pagan king, but I'm not going to be indebted to you. And I'm not going to be co-opted by you. And I'm not going to be conformed by you. And I'm not going to be seduced by you. And you can give me all these kind of perks, but I'm never going to forget that I'm not you. I'm not one of you. I'm Jewish. I'm not Babylonian. And God made me to do this. And I'm not going to just cave in because you're offering me all kinds of perks. And just because I can do something doesn't mean I should do something. That is an amazing amount of maturity for a 15-year-old kid. I know adults who've never learned that lesson. Just because you can afford it doesn't mean you should buy it. I drive a 17-year-old Ford truck. I could buy any truck, but I don't need it. Why? Just because I can afford it doesn't mean I should buy it. It still gets me where I need to go. I haven't had a car payment in 16 years. Aren't you jealous? Okay? Why? Because just because I can buy it doesn't mean I should buy it. Just because I can do it doesn't mean I should do it. That's discipline, and God honors discipline. The Bible says this in Romans 6:13. Never let any part of your body, your head, your mind, your eyes, your organs, your hands, your feet, your ears, never let any part of your body become a tool of wickedness used for sinning. Instead, give yourselves completely to God because you want to be a tool in the hands of God used for his good purposes. This is the decision Daniel made as a teenager. I want to be used by God, not used by the world. I want to be used by God, not used by culture. I want to be transformed by God, not be conformed to the world. He had integrity and he had discipline. The third thing we see in his life, and you need this in your life if you're going to have God's blessing on you, courage. Daniel had the courage, which I mean, he was willing to stand alone. Now, it took a great amount of courage for Daniel to ask the most powerful man in the world to exempt him from his eating and food plan. I mean, this is an insult to the king. Sorry, king, your food isn't good enough for me. I can't eat it. He's a conscientious objector. Now, what made this even more difficult is he wasn't the only Jewish boy in the program. He had three friends who went along with him, but there were a lot of other Jewish young men who had been taken captive who saw no problem in eating the king's food. And I'm sure the people said, but everybody's doing it. How many times did you use that one on your parents? But everybody's doing it. And Daniel goes, I don't care if the whole world does it. It's not right. I'm not gonna do it. And he stands with courage, willing to stand alone. He's willing to say, the majority is often wrong. History has proven that the majority is wrong much of the time. And just because the majority likes a particular value or passes a particular law doesn't mean that value or that law is right. What's right is right, and it'll always be right. And no matter how many people say something is wrong is right, doesn't make it right. Only God decides what's truth, not us. We know, well, that's true and that's not. No, only God decides what's true and what's right and what's wrong. It's not up to majority vote. And so Daniel goes, I don't care if everybody's doing it, I'm not. That kind of courage is the kind of thing that God blesses. Exodus 23, verse 2. Never follow the crowd in doing wrong. Oh man, how many times have we been tempted by that? And don't be swayed in your testimony by the mood of the majority. How many times you've been standing at the office in a water cooler or at school or at work or somewhere, and somebody starts talking about a value, and you know that's flat out wrong, but you don't say a word because you're manipulated by the moods of the majority, and your testimony gets shut down because you don't have the courage to speak up. Daniel did, and he kept getting promoted because God looks at people who have courage and says, that guy's good, she's good, we're gonna promote her. Never follow the crowd. Don't be swayed by the testimony of the mood of the majority. 1 Corinthians 16, 13, stand true to what you believe. Be courageous, be strong. And we need women and men of courage today in a culture that's turning wrong into right and darkness into light and sweet into bitter and all those things we looked at last week. Now, there's a fourth test revealing in Daniel's life, and that is that this test revealed his humility. And God loves humility. And Daniel's humility shows in how he was tactful with the authority. When he couldn't do what the authority asked him to do, he says, I can't do this. It's against my values. It's morally wrong for me. It violates my conscience. He still is very tactful with the authority, showing great humility. And the way that Daniel made his appeal to King Nebuchadnezzar and the authorities show his respect. And he knew that God had allowed this pagan leader, he wasn't a Christian, he wasn't a godly man, but he knew he had allowed this pagan leader in his life to be his boss. Some of you have bad bosses. God allowed them in your life. God allowed them in your life. And some of you are gonna have bosses who ask you to do something that is dishonest or wrong or whatever. And you gotta know how to make an appeal. Now here's what the Bible says, Daniel chapter 1, verse 8 and following. Then Daniel asked the chief official, this is the chief of staff of the palace, for permission to eat other things instead. Now no, he didn't demand, he didn't rebel, he didn't say, I demand my rights. No, he just asked permission. Can I have permission to be exempted from this? That's the first thing he does. It's very respectful. Can I have permission to not do this? Now, God had given the chief official great respect for Daniel. Now, he'd only been in Babylon less than a year. He's 15 years old. But evidently, this kid is doing something spectacular that he earns the respect of a pagan official. And whatever he'd done, it was a good thing. But this official said to Daniel, I'm afraid of my lord the king who ordered that you eat his food and wine. And if you aren't as healthy as these other guys in the program, I fear the king will have me beheaded. Now that's a legitimate concern. If somebody threatens to cut your head off, that's not a fake fear. That's a real fear. And this officer is saying, hey man, doesn't matter to me what you eat. I couldn't care less. But you're supposed to eat what the king said, and if you don't eat it and you don't look good and you're not healthy, I'm the guy who's gonna lose his head over it. So I'm worried about me. That's a legitimate concern. So it says, so next, Daniel talked it over with the guard appointed to look after him. See, he's going to his supervisor now. And notice he says he talked it over. He doesn't make demands. He's not belligerent. He just talked it over. He talked it over. He gets a discussion, not a demand. Talked it over with the guard appointed to look after Daniel and his three friends. And Daniel offered a suggestion. See how humble he is? He says, okay, how about this? How about this, you guys? How about you test us for 10 days on a diet? Let's just make it simple. Vegetables and water, okay? Okay, how about that? You know, that way you don't have to prepare anything, you don't have to cook anything, just vegetables and water. So how about this? We'll do it for 10 days and then see how healthy we look compared to the young men eating the king's food. And then you can decide. You can decide. He leaves it up to this guy, the authority, whether or not to let us continue eating our diet. So the attendant, the guard, agrees, goes, fine, let's try it, okay? He's getting a compromise here. Can we have a win-win here? And at the end of the 10 days, Daniel and his friends looked healthier and better nourished than any of the others in the king's training program. So after that, the guard let them eat their own food. Go ahead, man. So he wins. And when the three-year training program was completed, this indoctrination program, all the young men were brought to King Nebuchadnezzar, who talked with each one of them individually. None of them impressed the king as much as Daniel and his three friends. So they were each promoted to positions in the king's service. Circle the word promoted. This is the first promotion. We're gonna see five of them in Daniel's lifetime, that even though he never gives up on his integrity, he never compromises his convictions, he still soars, he still thrives in a pagan, ungodly, secular, anti-God culture. And so this is the first of his promotions. He's not just surviving, he's thriving, he's growing in influence. Now remember, after 3 years of training, he's still only 18 years old. This guy's a young man. He's a young man. Now, I wanna stop right here before we go any further and explain to you something. What do you do when someone is in authority and they ask you to do something to violate your conscience? You need to know how to make an appeal. You need to know how to make your case. What do you do when somebody in authority asks you to violate your conscience, do something you know is wrong, do something you know would be disobedient to what God says to do? Now, there are many, many examples in the Bible of this very situation, this test. You're gonna have this test in your life. Lots of people had it in the Bible. And many of them came up with good appeals. Queen Esther makes the appeal. In her story. Joseph makes the same appeal to Pharaoh. Paul in the Bible many times had to appeal to pagan Roman government officials as he was doing his missionary work through the Roman Empire. Daniel does it here, makes an appeal. How do you make a case to an authority? You need to know this skill that I'm about to teach you, because you're gonna have to use it maybe with your boss someday, your employer. You may have to use it with the government. You might have to use it with the IRS. How do you make an appeal to courts? How do you make an appeal to law enforcement? How do you make appeal to a teacher who asks you to do an assignment in school that you really can't do? How do you make an appeal? You need to know how to do this, and if you're a parent, you need what I'm about to teach you, you need to teach it to your kids. You need to teach your kids, because as our society gets more secular and more anti-Christian, people are gonna need to know how to make an appeal to an authority. Here's what you do, and there's six things. Daniel did this the right way. Number one, first thing you do is develop a reputation for responsibility. Now, before you ever make an appeal to your employer or anybody else, you gotta develop a reputation for responsibility. Notice that in that passage, it said the chief officer had great respect for Daniel. He had done that. He had developed a reputation for responsibility. Now, evidently, even as a 15-year-old kid, Daniel stood out for his good attitude, for his responsibility, for his consistency, for his loyalty, for his other character qualities. Let me show you a verse. You might want to write these verses down because they're not on your outline. But the Bible says this, Proverbs 22:29. If you do your job well, leaders will notice, and you will serve before kings. Serve before kings means you're going to get a promotion. This literally happened with Daniel. If you do your job well, leaders will notice, and you'll serve before kings. The fact is, people with great responsibility notice people who are responsible. People with great responsibility, leaders, notice people who are responsible because they understand how important responsibility is. You see, Christians should have the best reputation in the marketplace. We should be known as the most responsible employees. We should be known as the best citizens in the nation. We should be known as the hardest workers. We should be known as the most trustworthy people. That we're the most consistent. You see, if you go to work and you're a slacker and you take time off all the time and you leave early and you take longer lunch breaks and you use up office resources and you talk on the phone and you play solitaire on your computer and you're just a general slacker, and if somebody comes along and says, I want you to do this, yet, well, I can't because I'm a Christian. Wrong answer. They're not going to pay any attention to you at all. If, on the other hand, you're the best employee, you're the most responsible, you're the most consistent, you're the hardest worker, they're going to listen. And somebody listens to Daniel because he already had a track record of being consistent. And he was already, exactly who God wanted him to be. So the starting point is to develop a track record. Now, number two, the second key to making a case is to be humble, not belligerent. Be humble, not belligerent.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. If you'd like a copy of today's message or the whole series, just go to PastorRick.com. And while you're there, go ahead and sign up for Pastor Rick's free daily email devotional, and be sure to check out all the other great resources available to you. Have you ever felt pressured to make choices that don't align with your values? As the world's values continue to drift, you need to be equipped to handle whatever life throws at you. That's why Pastor Rick created a DVD study kit with a DVD and workbook called Unshakable, which is based on the life of Daniel. In these 8 powerful video lessons, Rick teaches you the same biblical principles that guided Daniel through difficult situations. You'll learn how to publicly stand strong for God, how to learn from your mistakes, how to handle success, and most importantly, how to pray the kind of prayers that God answers. This study is perfect for both your individual quiet time, or it can be used in a small group setting. To get your copy of the Unshakable DVD study kit, just go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or call 1-800-600-5004. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
I want you to listen to this testimony from a listener in Monterrey, Mexico. Jonas writes, "Hi there, Pastor Rick. I'm an English teacher in Monterrey, Mexico. I listen to Daily Hope every day by podcast, and it has profoundly enriched my life. I recommend to my students to listen to it and to practice their English skills." Hey, that's a great idea. "And I know for sure that if they do, they're going to get much more than just learning English. Thank you so very much. Sincerely, Jonas." Well, thanks for writing, Jonas. My prayer is that Daily Hope will bring the hope that we find in Jesus to your students, just as we're praying that it brings hope to people all around the world. By the way, did you notice how Jonas is sharing Daily Hope podcast with his students? I think that's a great idea. My question to you is, who are you sharing the Daily Hope podcast with? Who could you tell about this good news? You know, good news is so good, we can't keep it to ourselves. You got to share it. So if you share Daily Hope with somebody else, would you let me know about it? Write me. You know the address, rick@pastorrick.com. It's just rick@pastorrick.com. And tell me your story of how you're sharing Daily Hope with other people.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.